We're going to learn in the laws of Matilas Yadayim in chapter 159, and we're up to chapter subsection 18. So we have over here the halacha is that chavis sheyeshba mayim. You have a barrel that has water in it. Manichal birkov, you can place it. It's a large barrel. So what do? So you can place it on your knees. Place the barrel on your knees. Vinoito. And then he can wash his hands because basically what's going to happen is from his knees, it's going to go down onto his hands. So it's not coming from his hands, but it's coming from his knees. Kima shabirchav misayin lishpeich nechshav koyach noise, because the fact that his knees are helping to pour, it's considered the power of the one that, so there is somebody pouring, even though it's on his knees. But v'im ha'isa muta ba'aretz al yidei shenis galgila me'ed leho. I guess in this case, I should say, what happened was, it's a big barrel, so they put it on its side. So now the water is coming out from the barrel, it's coming out, and he puts his hands underneath there. So he's saying the fact that his knees are helping to get the water, it's considered like somebody's giving it. But what happens if it's just on the ground? Let's say it rolled over and now the water is flowing. And the water is running from it. Or let's say it's standing, but then it has a hole in it, and now the water starts to go up. So that the stopper, the spout, fell off, and now the water is coming through, gushing through the hole, or running through the hole. And you put your hands over there. Then that's not considered nitila. That's not considered a nitila. The nitila doesn't count, because it's not coming from a person, it's coming by itself from the barrel. But if you remove the plug, you remove that spout, and now you get the water on your hands, we consider removing the matter which prevents the water from flowing. So you have a hole there, and you have a plug. So the removing of the plug, which means the plug doesn't allow for the water to flow. If you remove a plug which prevents water to flow, that is considered kilu shavach hamayim biyodav, as if you pour it with your hands. And yet, tzarich lachzira b'chol shvicho shvicho hayetzas manekev. You have to give it back for every time you pour that comes from the hole. Like I said, like we by the faucet. If you don't have a shizl, so the faucet is closed, doesn't let the water come out. So removing that is considered from your hand, and you have to close, you have to start again, do it three times. Shekilu achrishin levad nech shekilu ba mikoichet. Because it's only the first flow is considered as it's coming from your power, because you're removing it. And then it flows on its own. So the first flow is yours. So that's why you can, it counts. But that's why you got to replug it and do it again. So in those days, if you're washing your hands from a basin which has been set up through a, he calls it a tarnagel kein barzel, like a chicken kind of a faucet. I guess some sort of a mechanism over there. So in other words, every time when you turn the chicken, the tarnagel, the water comes flowing. You know, that's the mechanism. So he says you must turn the tarnagel, come upon him several times. B'chol nitilas yad v'yad. For each one, you wash your hands. You got to turn that chicken. So or here is turning the faucet, whatever. So he says actually over here we're talking about, it's a very thin flow, so for each time you have to do several times. And it's not sufficient. You don't get enough water in the first time to cover the entire hand. Hayitzeh manek, that comes in the hole. So even for one hand, you have to do it several times to get. So maybe like we have today, you know, like the big Chinex, the big with the spouts underneath. So maybe a little bit of water if you unplug. See the one. You have to do it a few times so that you get the full amount on the hand for each one.
Can you tilt it?
Well, you can tilt it, but the again, if the water comes out from the tilt, then it comes from your hand. At least the first. I'm not sure what follows that, but the first one, yes. Subsection 19. Im hito chavis mulei mayim. If one tilts a barrel of water, this is similar to what you just asked. V'olach v'yoshav loy, and he goes away and he sits down. And the water keeps on flowing. Because you tilted it, so it keeps on flowing. And he washes his hands. Also, it did count for his washing. Because all the water that's coming out is coming from your power. Because all of the water that's coming now is only coming because you tilted. So your tilt, actually, like I said before, I answered you incorrectly before, because when you move it, all the water now is coming because of your tilting, so therefore it's all okay. As opposed to Mash'enkin, as opposed to the Barzel, Shalom also Ma'isi B'gufa Ma'im. When we talk about the plug or the spout, over there you didn't do anything with the water, you didn't push the water. All what you did was, you just removed an item which held them back from leave, from going out. So you removed the plug. Therefore, we don't consider coming from your power only the first flow that comes out immediately from the hole that you opened up. And that's why you have to keep on closing it up. But in this case, since the whole barrel was tilted, so you did the water, so anything that comes out from there is considered from your koyach, and you can wash your hands over there. Sif chof. Im hekif noisin mayim liyodayim. So, in imakuf, we have a monkey. Is a monkey pouring on your hands? Does that work? If he gives it to your hands, yesh machshirim. There's those that say that it's kosher. Because what the rabbis wanted over here, that there should be somebody pouring it. They didn't want it to come by itself. They wanted somebody pouring it. So it doesn't matter. A monkey, a person, it's not necessarily a person. Just somebody should be pouring it. But there's those that say that the requirement was, they required that it should come specifically from the power of a person.
Because I was thinking of service.
Like b'meichatos.
There was such thing as a service monkey. Like someone who's handicapped, they can actually be trained to open a microwave door. Like
yeah, door. Okay, yeah, for that matter, yeah.
Like a bowl in or out.
So lechatchila, we should worry about them and not allow for washing through a monkey through other ways. But after the fact, we can rely on the first opinion that it's okay because we can be lenient when it comes to the words of the rabbis. But he says, "V'hu shan noitel miskaven l'shem nitilo hamachshedes la'achila." That is that the one. Who is washing has in mind that I'm washing my hand for a kind of a washing which is prepares my hand so that I can go ahead and eat. As we said in Kuf Nun Ches, that over there, as if you'd gimel, whether it helps with Al-Kavon or not, it's discussed over there, but if a monkey is putting the water, you must make sure that you have in mind to doing it for nitila. But when a person is pouring at your hands, then it would be sufficient that the one who is pouring has intent you for washing your hands, even if you're not having in mind at all. So by a monkey, since the monkey doesn't have in mind, you must have in mind. But by a person, you don't have to have in mind, just enough that the one that is pouring your hand has in mind. What about if you have the one that's pouring the water is under 6 years of age? Does he qualify as a person pouring or not? And you know, sometimes you maybe bring home people home who are not religious or don't have any, never washed their hands before. So maybe we'll have your young 5-year-old washing them their hands. You're showing them what to do. So you've been washing their hands. So he says, if he's younger than 6, yesh mishayim shadina kikoyf. Some people say he's treated like his lul is just like a monkey. Shayim budas klal mikavanas kavana, because he doesn't have any mind. His intent is not considered to be intention, even though he wants to do it for until sidaim, it doesn't count. But abu mivavve eilech abu pishu cotton. But starting from 6 and up, even though he's a minor, same thing is v'chein chere shoyta. Chere shoyta. Those are somebody who is mentally incompetent, you know, either because they don't hear and speak or because they don't have the mind. Oh yeah, filu nochri, or even a non-Jew. Ma'elas kavanosim. Their kavana is be sufficient. Avo pishanot lenim is kavan, even though the one whose hands are being washed is not intending. So we don't need it to be a Jew. We don't need it to be fully competent. Under 6 years old, according to one opinion, is considered to be totally incompetent. And if he has kavona, then he can take from anyone, even though they don't have any intention, his intention is good. They all would be called human for the purpose of water coming from the power of a hand for the tilas yadayim. They qualify. That's okay. Yeah?
In the morning, when you wash your hands first,
this is, by the way, talking about the tilas yadayim for the meal. Okay?
But, okay. So there are at least two. Oh, okay. So you're talking about, like, at the end of a meal, you know, the little...
That's my machren. No, we're talking before.
But typically, men do that and women don't. I've been told that because of this, spiritually, that men need to clean their hands after.
That's a totally different. I mean, you asked, but this is not related to here. That's a separate reason. Over there, the reason is in the olden days, there used to be a kind of a salt which was very dangerous for the eyes. So that was meant, actually originally instituted, to remove the salt from the hands. But we don't have today that kind of salt, so it's not dangerous today. So the men continue to do that, and the women, to use the lenient opinion, we will learn about it later on. Okay, but that's separate.
Because I wondered, you know, no. In the morning, so why wouldn't we then?
Yeah, no, okay, because that is actually not for spiritual reasons, that's really for physical reasons. Just, you know, that's specifically to remove the pre meal is more for spiritual reasons, because to hold, make your hands holy.
Maybe.
Tumah, get it rid from Tumah, yeah? Which is all spiritual.
But when we dip the salt, the challah in the salt.
But this salt is not that kind of a salt.
It's a different kind of salt.
Yeah. It's called Melech Sdomis, Sadamite salt. Melech from Sdom. Chain muter little mianida imibita imishoreses shaloi. Afal pi. Shanida vechein ha nochri metamim b'masa v'nitmo ha'mayim shebikli af vishal nogu behem. He says a woman during a menstrual period, if it's his daughter or she serves him, I mean, I guess his wife needs to have the harchokis so that she can't pour on his hand, but we're talking about his daughter or a servant. So the problem is that the Nida, or also Nochri, they would, just by lifting the water, they make the water impure. Water becomes tummy. Without even touching it. How are those water going to clean the person's hands when the water just became tamei? Since we're taking it because of the issue of truma, that when you're going to eat truma, you need to have and for truma they would be puzzled. Those water would be puzzled. So if you use that, if you touched the water, there would be tamei. So how could you wash your hands when, and this water itself would not be kosher to actually make you clean, would make you tamei. The kamukam kibshanu kulanut mei meisim, the yevshel lislanu mayim tahirim. Since we are all considered defiled by meisim, we cannot have clean water anyways. We don't have to worry also while the nida, while a nochri, while a nanju, we don't have to worry about it. Yes, machmirim, the nida, the
nochri. No, wife
is not allowed to anyways, because during her, that time she shouldn't be doing this for him. That's one of the arachokas, the separations during that time.
But a daughter or maid.
Oh, yes, right. Yes, machmirim, the nida, the nochri, and there are those that are stringent by nida, the nochri, to mosom. And we shouldn't learn when you can from what you're not, you can't. You can not wash your hands during those times. So do it, even though from the rest of the Tmei Mason we cannot be careful. It's best to worry about their words, not to accept the Tila from Merida and Nochri. Avlima Nochri, Hevi Mayim Bikeli. But if the Nachri brought the water in a keli, and then he took by himself, then we don't have to worry. In other words, you don't have the guy pour it for you, even though he brought the makshas. It's also impossible. One who could be careful, even with this, halaki is, so be careful. No, we're talking about it, the guy brings the water, so you can't have the goy not handle the water, you know, so he says, okay, it's considered impossible, so, but if you can be careful of that, okay, be careful, so, I guess, you know, you get from the water from the sink, then you're clear, nobody carries the water, I mean, there's the pipes drawing the water and everything, so I don't think there's no hands of anybody else in the middle over there doing it, so we're good. Okay, let's do one more. We want to finish tomorrow. We shall finish. Mitzvah Hashem, subsection 21. Up till now, we were talking basically that you're pouring the water on your hands. But what happens if you dip? We also talked about it, the pipe before. Amadil yodu b'mei mikvah. If you putting, you dip your hands in a mikvah water. Water is a mikvah. Af b'shen amayim b'mei yodu b'kich noisun. Even though nobody's pouring it on you, you're just dipping your hands. Yodu tahiris. If your whole body, you immerse yourself, you would become clean. So just dipping your hands, for sure you should become clean, your hand. But it has to be such water that are fit to immerse your entire body. That they have the 40 saw, that's the requirement of, the minimum requirement that they need for a person, for a mikvah. But if it's less than 60 saw, oishem zoichalin, or the water is running, it's not contained in one place. They're also unfit for the hands, just like they're not fit for the body. You can't immerse in that water. Some say, no, you don't need so much memsor, even if there's only a revis, since they're not drawn water, and they're in the ground, from the Torah, he says we don't require 40 saw for any tefillah, only when you immerse your entire body, bilvad alone. Because that would be the shear that your entire body can cover itself and need the 40 saw. You can't immerse half a body, another half a body. But if you're going to immerse dishes, say for example, if you have a revis of rainwater in the ground, that's an avos. Imakelim miskasa techamayim. If you can cover the entire vessel, as for example, going machtim b'tzinoiris, you have needles, or small pipes. But it's the Chachamim that said not to make a distinction between immersing the body and the kelim. It's the Chachamim that said they said everything needs 40 so. The kimush and tefillas kelim in a Torah. Daya birvi is called. And since we say that tefillas kelim, which is a Torah obligation from the Torah, daya birvi is called shkin divinis lafrim. So for sure, when you're washing your nitzil shidaim, should be suffering, which is only from the rabbis, should die a bit, that a vi should be sufficient. Since his hands are covered in them. We can rely on their opinion to use just a small thing of water. But we should be stringent like the first opinion. And only dip your hands for Natila Sidaim if there's 40 so over there, and it has all the requirements of a regular mikvah. So he says in section 22, this is only talking about water that is gathered. It's mikvah water. They make shamim, which would be rainwater, vavshara shlogim, or melting of snow, that were gathered and they were collected in a place where they're all together. Avo may mayon, but if we're talking about well water, the divrakol kshirim tefillas yadayim, it's all going to be kosher for tefillas yadayim. Kol shem iskazma yod basachar, as long as you can cover your hands at once. The shigam tefillas kol gufi yesh machshir, because even for your whole body that would be kosher. Kol shem kol gufi yod basachas, apishem bememsoil. If his body can go onto there, even though it's no 40 so, he's a small person, a little guy going loud from cotton. Kveshes by ben simur shalom, bafilim zechlim. Even if they're running. So since other people say that even for this body doesn't need to have 40 saw, so certainly for your hands it's okay if it's running. But if we're talking about rainwater or melted snow, which are running, yes, so the second svara, which says that isn't the question, where the Chachamim were lenient by washing the hands, even though the water is running, as they were lenient in less than 40 sa, or they weren't lenient by zeichlin because that would be no good for even tefillas kelim from the Torah. Therefore, you should wash again the right way. If you wash your hands, let's say, dipped your hands in a flowing water, so you should wash it again the way you're supposed to, but don't make another bracha until the Shaina. If he made the first bracha, the first one, kishema, not lo berech kalocha, because maybe he did wash, maybe it is halocha, so don't make another bracha. And sifchav gimum, the choze b'mei mikvah, that only is talking about mikvah. But avol ma'im shuvim. But if you have drawn water, afilim makom hashberin, even if it's collected in yesh b'memsoh, tefillas yadayim. You can't make in your bathtub or in a big bug. You can't put in water there and wash your hands. It has to be rainwater or it has to be melted snow. But it can't have just regular. Yesh machshirim b'memsoh shuv mikarka. Other people say if it's in the ground, if it's 40 so, it's okay. Hoyil v'shem hoyil. That would be kosher, even if it's shuvim, for the tefillah of Balkerim, which need tefillah to study Torah from Ezra's Takonik Meshmar Vsim Peches, Vayiker Kesvara Rishayna, that it doesn't help. So you can't just use drawn water. Mayim Shebekliya Bechuba the Karka. But what if you have water which is in a kli that you connect to the galdi rakel psul to zidayim? So that's no good for tefillas yadayim, because if it's in a keli, I feel like make shomim. Even if it's rainwater, she ain't tefillah b'kelim, because it might be this for aleph. You cannot immerse in a vessel. It cannot be a vessel. Ushuva shimshicho agav karka. What happens if you have drawn water but then you run it on the ground? The rakel koshin tefillas yadayim, according to everybody, we koshin zidayim. Kemoish and his bar lemaila, as it says before in Sif Tezvav. Actually, we got two more Sifim, so we might as well finish it already, and then we'll be done. Sometimes I can't stop in the middle because it's a follow-up. I don't want to start tomorrow when he's stipulating something from there. We have to start over again. Okay, so now he says in Sivchav Dalet, we have two more subsections. Sivchav Dalet, Lo Yitl Mayim Anor B'yod Achaz V'yitne Yod Ashneinus. Shouldn't take water from the river, which is kosher done, and pour on the other hand. Shenkan Lo Nitil Lo Tvila. That wouldn't count, not for immersing and not for dipping and not for taking. Shenitila him in a kli, because if you're gonna wash your hand, it has to be from a kli, not from your hand. And the yod ain't a kli, his hand is not a kli. I believe not the yod achas min a kli v'achas b'tivila. But if you put one hand, you wash, and the other hand you dip, toides and b'varach until zidaim. Then you make a blessing on the tilzidaim. Avol hamadul beiz yodov. But if you're gonna dip both of your hands, yesh emrim shein b'varach until zidaim. Some people say you shouldn't make the bracha on the tilas yadayim, ela al tvilas yadayim. Then you'll say immersion of your hands, or al shtifas yadayim, washing your hands. The vishalosh netila, when you say to take, is nistakin al shema klish nikr natla. That's based on the name of the cup. The wash cup is called a natla. That's what he says. That's what he says, netilas yadayim, because of that. Yesh emrim, so baruch al tilas yadayim, le al tilas yadayim. Some say no, we wash. Still nitil zidayim, not immersion of the hand. Sheikhet zivon al tvil zidayim, because we don't find in told us to dip our hands. Aval al tvil zidayim zivonu, to take the hand, that he could have mandated us. Yesh b'chlam asayim mona. So 200 includes 100. Shemach maschiv anitila shetzivonu, because of the nitila that he told us on the matbil in achshav. So even though we're immersing now, but we're saying he told us netilas yadayim. So if he told us netilas yadayim, tefilas yadayim is good, because tefilas yadayim is better than netilas yadayim. So therefore, it's included. So it's okay to make netilas yadayim, because we're sort of saying we're doing netilas yadayim, but here we're doing tefillah because that's of course better. Yesh mishechriya, there's one that decides she madbul may makshen netilah. That if you are immersing in water that is kosher until the mevarach until zidayim, avolim matvil the mayim makshirim the tefillah. But if you're going to use in water that is kosher tefillah, learn until the kamashit bar b'simak kuf samach. There's some waters will be kosher for immersion, but not for netilah. Mevarach atfilas zidayim. But mevarach atfilas zidayim itzil divra hakel. If you make to rinse your hands instead of immersion hand, then you fulfill according to all opinions. Finally, yeah?
In the sukkah, do we say netila lulav?
Yeah.
But there's no kat.
Okay, so, okay, good. But that's precisely what we say. Netila means to take.
Oh.
So here's to take the hands, you know, take of the hands. But why did we say over here to take? Over there, we're taking the lulav.
Yeah.
Over here, we're not taking the cup, we're not taking it, we're washing the hands. Yeah. So it's called netila because of the vessel that you used for washing the hands.
Yeah.
So you're saying netilas means for taking the vessel for the hands, and, basically.
And with a lulav, we're taking
the actual lulav. No, not a vessel. No. We shake the lulav itself. Over there, the mitzvah is to take the lulav. Ulakachtem lochem, you take for you, so you're taking it. So that's the over there. It's netila just for the taking. But over here, the mitzvah is not to take. Over here, the mitzvah is to wash your hands.
Yeah.
So why are we saying netila taking? So it's not the word netila. So here it is for the Kaili, for taking for the hands of the vessel, which is called a natla, and to wash our hands. So that's why it's said like that. Finally, subsection 25. Hamadbil yodov ein tzorich shtei pamim. If you dip your hands, then you don't need two times. K'moshi tzrichu mayim shnei b'netila, like we require. When you wash, you need a second time. We do it a third time. The tayir or the shonim, shenit mo ma'idayim, to clean the first one, that were tummy from the hands, im ein revis, if there is no revis. Abu bitvila, enka mayim tvein klal. By tvila, there's no impure water. V'chein ein tzorich l'nagiv yodav. You don't also have to wipe your hands, dry your hands, k'vashin esbar b'simu kufin l'mches. As it says, simu kufin l'mches, in sif yudzayin. V'chein ein tzorich l'nagiv yodav, k'vashin esbar b'simu kufin l'mches. You also don't have to raise your hands, as is written in simen kuf yudzamach beis, in subsection 6. Okay, we did it.